try to draw any profound conclusions, but I remember I was there for LeGarrette's outing at Boise State. I don't know what to call it. LeGarrette's moment of infamy at Boise State. Everybody that I ever talk to in Idaho, when I say I went to the University of Oregon, they say, oh, do you know LeGarrette Blount? And I say, oh, yeah.
I got but, you. Infamy was, I think, the right word there, Mark.
Yeah. So, you know, I was there for LeGarrette to do all of that, and I was, you know, I was on the team with Colt Lyera, too. You know, that was LeGarrette's moment was kind of, you know, Coach Kelly's trial baptism by fire. That was his first game as a head coach.
Yep.
That happened with, and then we had to, you know, the backlash and the conversations and everything that happened with that, and it was on a Thursday night, so we had, you know, all the long weekend to think about that and talk about that and listen to national media talk about, well, Chip's got two options. He can either keep him and, you know, lose integrity, or he can get rid of him and, you know, and show that he's a, you know, he means business. And so that was like everybody was thinking, oh, there's only two options. Chip can only go two ways about this. And he came up with this whole third option that was like, oh, we're going to keep him. He's a part of the family. He's a part of the team. We're not going to get rid of him. He's not going to get to play football, but he's going to have to go to school, and he's going to have to do this, he's going to have to do that. And if he wants to play football again, we'll find a way to make that happen. So LeGarrette chose to do all those things, chose to stay a part of the program, chose to go to school, chose to do the other stipulations.
Mark, didn't he refer to it as he gave him the ladders to rejoin the program? I think that was the term he used.
Yeah, like a tiered program. Like,
yeah.
You're going to show up to practice, you're going to show up to workouts, you're going to be on time, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And he chose to do those things and worked his way back in. And you know, how sweet it was when I got to go, you know, see LeGarrette and hang out with him, you know, in the NFL. And he's the man, and, you know, changed his life, staying a part of the program and staying into it.
No,
in contrast to that is poor Colt, you know, that was right after Helfrich took over the program, where he got into trouble, and I wasn't here, so I don't know as great a detail the story that happened to him, but man, it's heartbreaking as a teammate and as a fellow, you know, former locker room buddy and brother to see him go through this stuff. It just breaks all of our hearts. Everybody that I talk to in the Duck community is just so heartbroken about Colt and the talent and the, you know, the bad choices he's made, but those are two. Just wanted to make that comparison.
No, and I'm glad you called, because I always had a theory about what happened in 2009. And when Chip made the decision, actually when he made the announcement, like in the middle of the year, that he was giving LeGarrette the ladders or the means to get back on the football team to play, and everybody jumped all over him. It's like, oh, so your word doesn't mean anything. And I was like, whoa. They found the miracle cure. It wasn't like he was bringing him back because they weren't running the ball. They had LaMichael James and Barner. And so it was like he's actually considering the young guy and not the football team. And, you know, we had certain people around here and certain people nationally that were kind of jumping down Chip's throat. And I was like, you guys are kind of the opposite. You're missing the point entirely.
Yeah. He told us that his first phone call when he got, you know, after we yelled at each other in the locker room there, and we got on the plane back, you know, when we got back to Oregon, Coach Kelly told us his first phone call was to Tony Dungy, and he talked to him about it. And if you've read Coach Dungy's book about, you know, mentor, leader, and all of that, he said, you know, he talks about your number one priority can't be winning. And that's what, you know, Coach Kelly kind of did. He's like, look, I don't care about winning. I'm going to help LeGarrette as a person and see if, you know, and see if he'll take the help and see if he turns it around.
Now,
go for it.
No, I was just, what I was telling people all along, and we obviously doing the show back then, I mean, it was the ringing the phones off the hook. It was like, he's got the winning. They were winning. The season turned around with the win against Cal and everything that was going on. It was like he didn't need Blunt to win football games. He had a guy who's going to, you know, kind of rewrite the record book, and people just let their emotions get carried away and jump to conclusions and don't see the big picture. And I just remember it was a very contentious time.
Yeah. And I don't not, you know, it's one of those things where Colts potential maybe is being blown out of proportion. You know, he's a, who knows what he could have been, but because of the potential we saw and then the casting it away, you know, I think it's some people blow it out of proportion. I don't know what he could have been, but he was, you know, he impressed everybody at a young age in the, you know, in the program. And it's just sad to see. I don't know what the conversations were once Coach Helfrich took over. I don't know what he said to Colt or what, you know, what sort of programs he set out to help him with, but the fact that he didn't take advantage of those, because I know that the support staff was the same. I know that all of those people, you know, in the, from the student services to the academics to the account or the you know, counselors, all of the people around the program were all the same. And so I know that there was, you know, a model, there was a precedence of, hey, if a guy screws up this bad, how can we help him as a human being, you know, through the program, through the university, through the football team? And anyway, it just
breaks
all of our hearts when Colt's name gets brought up. Everybody that was a part of the program and played with him, we all shake our heads and just feel bad for him.
Hey, Mark, really, really appreciate you taking the time to offer a personal insight like that. Means a lot. Great stuff, my friend. Enjoy your weekend.
Hey, Feliz Cinco de Mayo.
Take it easy, Mark. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. That was pretty cool. Real generous of him to call up and